This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. A nice afternoon of basketball for the Timberwolves yesterday. They beat the Nuggets in Denver 117-108. Six Wolves players were in double figures. Anthony Edwards had 21. Head coach Chris Finch says it was a big victory.
We talked about the importance of it yesterday. We basically flagged it as a playoff game for us. They have the tiebreaker, so we got to keep our nose in front of them. That means we got to win this one here. We were mad at ourselves on Christmas. We had kicked that one away. We were really itching to get back here and redeem ourselves.
Minnesota's now a game ahead of Denver for fourth place. The Gopher women's team had a nice afternoon as well. A big road win at Illinois, 78-73 yesterday. Head coach Don Plitzelwhite.
It's really, really special. This group has been working at it for a long time. You know, we can say this is group as a team started together in June, but a lot of our returners had been working to get to this time where we have a chance now, you know, to get a double bye and hopefully host in the NCAA tournament. I think that this group has earned that opportunity.
The Gophers are 22-7. The news not as good for the Wild and the Frost. They both lost. The Frost got blanked in Montreal 4-0. The Wild lost at home to struggling St. Louis 3-1. Kirill Kaprizov scored the lone goal. He became the all-time scorer for goals in franchise history, but says they should have had more.
We go to the net a lot today, and we have so many chances. Goalie played pretty good. Sometimes we can do a little bit more side-to-side pass and shoot, you know, because we try shoot just straight sometimes, and he just go a little bit far away from the net and just shoot at him, and he did a couple good saves too, you know, and I feel like we play pretty good and so many chances today.
On to baseball. The Twins and Braves tied in spring training play yesterday 2-2. College baseball, Kansas beat Minnesota 8-3. College softball, Howard beat Minnesota 5-4. Gopher women's gymnastics won the Big Four meet yesterday. And the Minnesota women's hockey team and Minnesota State Mankato women's hockey team both advanced to the WCHA final faceoff. This is MNN Sports.